For a K-by-K factorial design, describe the different significance tests available and what each is used for. In a K-by-K factorial design, there are as many as 6 significance tests available. There will be an F test for each main effect and for the interaction. Guaranteed, it's there every time, can't help yourself. Whenever we have a significant effect that has more than two conditions, we're going to need an LSD minimum mean difference follow-up to that effect. There may be as many as 3 LSDs in a K-by-K design. If an effect has only 2 conditions and it's significant, you don't need an LSD. If an effect is not significant, you don't need an LSD. But if a main effect has 3 or more conditions and is significant, you will need an LSD. And if an interaction is significant, you'll certainly need an LSD because the smallest interaction has 4 conditions. The factorial F test is used to tell you the main effect F test in a factorial is used to tell you if that main effect is significant. If there's only 2 conditions, it also is enough so that you know what is the pattern. If there's more than 2 conditions, you need the LSD minimum mean difference to compare those marginal means. If an interaction is significant, you need the LSD minimum mean difference to compare the cell means to describe the simple effect for 2 reasons. 1, to describe the patterns of the simple effect, to describe the pattern of the interaction. And 2, describe the pattern of the simple effect to check up on the corresponding main effect. So there's 2 reasons for using the LSD for comparing cell means to look at the simple effect patterns. 1, the interaction pattern. 2, see if the main effect is descriptive or misleading.